Our mission team had a fantastic time in Brooklyn.
我们的全体整队在纽约一个非常好的过得非常好。
We had some great spiritual adventures.
我们有一些非常奇妙的属灵的经历。
We'll give a report about it at a later date.
我们会之后会有一个短短的报告。
But in the meantime, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask any of us individuals, feel free to do it after the worship service.
但同时如果你有兴趣问任何的问题，都可以问其中的每一个队员。
Things aren't always what they appear to be.
事情不总是表面看起来那样子的。
It's what's inside that really counts.
更重要的是内在的东西。
My father discovered that out the hard way.
我的父亲是吃了点苦头认识到这一点的。
It's around Easter time.
大概是在复活节的时候。
My sister and I were walking around our farm when we noticed a bird's egg that had fallen out of its nest.
当我和我的姐姐在我们家的农场四周走动的时候，突然发现了从一个鸟窝掉下来的鸟蛋。
It was small, blue, and speckled.
它是一只小小的蓝色的，而且布满斑点的蛋。
I said to my sister, "This egg looks like one of those chocolate malted Easter eggs that my mother bought for us."
我跟我的姐姐说，这就好像我们妈妈给我们买过的那种巧克力复活节彩蛋一样。
My sister said, "Wow, it really does. Why don't we just put it inside the bag and see if anybody notices it?"
我姐姐说，哦，是看起来非常像。那我们把它放到这个和别的复活节彩蛋一起放到袋子其中，看有没有人能看得出来。
That evening, most of my family was watching TV in our living room when all of a sudden we heard a loud shout of disgust in our kitchen.
那天晚上我们家大部分的人都坐在客厅里看电视，但突然我们听到从厨房传来一声呕吐的喊叫声。
We all rushed into the kitchen to find out what happened.
我们大家都冲到厨房去看到底发生什么事。
My father was spitting something into the sink.
我的爸爸正在朝厨房的水池里吐些东西。
He had thought that he was going to sink his teeth into a nice, tasty, chocolate, malted Easter egg. But instead, he sank his teeth into a disgusting, rotten bird egg.
我爸爸本来是想吃一个非常美味的巧克力彩蛋，但没想到他吃到一个生的而且腐烂的蛋。
Well, my father found out that things aren't always what they appear to be.
我的父亲发现事情不总是他表面看起来那样的。
It's what's inside that really counts.
真正重要的是内心的东西。
You see, you can't judge an egg by its shell.
你看，你不能通过这个蛋壳来判断一个蛋。
In Mark chapter 7, we find out that people are a lot like eggs.
在马太福音第七章，人们其实就好像蛋。
They aren't always what they appear to be.
它不总是真正外表看起来那样。
A person may appear on the outside to be very godly, but on the inside, he may be actually very ungodly.
一个人外表看起来可以很属灵，但其实他的内心不是属灵的。
You see, people are very good about putting on a good image or a good disguise.
你看人总是会很会伪装，或者说给自己一个很好的形象，外表看起来。
In fact, sometimes a person can wear such a good disguise that he not only fools other people, but he can end up looking in the mirror and fooling himself.
事实上，一个人可以有一个非常好的掩饰，他甚至可以欺骗他自己，他以为他自己很虔诚，但事实上他并不是一个虔诚的人。
Those who fool others, we call con artists.
那些骗别人的人，我们称为骗子。
Those who fool themselves, we call fools.
但那个欺骗自己的人，我们称他们为愚蠢的人。
And it would be a shame if we were to think that we are godly and to discover too late that we are actually ungodly.
但更为羞耻的是，你自以为自己很虔诚，但当你发现这个虔诚只是一个错觉的时候，已经为时已晚了。
Today, as I look out at the audience, you all appear to be very godly.
今天我看在座的各位，你们都看起来非常圣洁虔诚。
You have pleasant expressions on your face.
你们的表情看起来都很愉快。
You've sung some very godly songs.
你也刚刚唱过非常虔诚的诗歌。
But let me ask you a rather personal question.
但让我问你们一个个人的问题。
Are you merely godly on the outside, or are you truly godly on the inside?
你是只是外表看起来很虔诚，还是你当真你的内心是很虔诚的？
Or to put another way, are you truly godly, or do you merely have delusions of godliness?
换句话说，你是真正的非常虔诚，还只是你是掩饰了自己一个很好的掩饰，说是很虔诚？
It boils down to this question: Is it possible that you are actually a hypocrite?
问题可以归结于，你可不可能是一个假冒伪善的人呢？
You might say, "Well, I don't know."
你可能会说，哦，我不知道。
I always thought I was a pretty good guy, but I suppose it's possible that I fooled myself into thinking that I'm good when I'm actually a hypocrite.
我一直都认为我是个不错的人，但我猜想很有可能我自己也欺骗了自己，其实我的内心是不属神的。
How can I tell if I'm actually a hypocrite?
那么我怎样才能分辨出我是一个伪君子、假冒伪善的人呢？
Well, I'm glad you asked those questions.
很高兴你可以问这样的问题。
Because today the passage that we are going to look at is going to give us a textbook example of a hypocrite.
因为今天我们要学的章节正给我们树立了一个有关伪君子的教科书的范本。
In this passage, we're going to be introduced to a group of hypocrites.
在这个章节中，你可以看到一群自我蒙骗的伪君子。
And Jesus identifies three traits that would identify a person as being a hypocrite.
耶稣呢就识别出三种是可能成为假冒伪善人的个性特点。
And as you listen to these three traits, take a self-examination.
当你了解来这些个性特征的时候，请自我反省一下。
Ask yourself, do any of these character qualities identify me?
你可以问一问自己，任何的这些个性有没有符合我的性格中的？
So Jesus is describing the Pharisees, is he actually describing me also?
当耶稣他去说那些法利赛人的时候，耶稣有没有在说我呢？
The answers to these questions will indicate whether you are a hypocrite or not.
这些问题的答案就可以说明你是不是一个假冒伪善的。
So please turn with me to the passage today in Mark chapter 7.
请打开今天的章节，在马可福音第七章。
And I'll read the first two verses.
我会念头两节。
The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders.
第七章第一节，有法利赛人和几个文士从耶路撒冷来，到耶路撒冷那里聚会。他们曾看见他的门徒中有人用粗手，就是没有洗的手吃饭。原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手就不吃饭。
These two verses, Mark sets up the scene by introducing two different groups of men.
在这两节中，这个马可通过介绍一个场景来为这个故事来介绍这个故事。
The first group of men were the disciples.
第一群人是门徒。
They had helped Jesus with his healing ministry, and now they had worked hard, and they were ready to sit down and eat some grub.
这些门徒刚刚帮助耶稣行了医治人的神迹，他们非常的累，正准备坐下来吃饭。
They're hungry, so after saying grace, they dug in.
他们非常饿，当为饭祝祷以后，他们就马上吃开了。
It's the fifth point that we're introduced to the Pharisees and scribes.
然后这个时候就开始介绍法利赛人和文士。
These guys were the gentlemen clergymen of their day.
这些人都是那些很有风度的神职人员，很有地位。
These guys were experts at looking good and experts in giving people guilt trips.
这些人呢，非常擅长把自己的外表看起来很光鲜亮丽，也会非常会批评人。
According to Mark chapter 7, these clergymen had just come from Jerusalem where all the religious superstars lived.
在马可福音这里说到，这些神职人员刚刚从耶路撒冷过来。耶路撒冷是一个有很多宗教巨星住在那里的地方。
Perhaps they came from a Pharisee seminar.
他们也可能刚刚从法利赛人的一个神学研讨会回来。
Perhaps they had received rewards for having the most religious sounding prayer, the perfect attendance at synagogue, and the cleanest hands.
他们可能因着非常虔诚悦耳的祷告，而且是参加聚会，每次都参加聚会，而且他们的手也很干净，因此他们受到很多赞扬。
Felt so good to be a Pharisee, so good to be called rabbi, so good to be part of the pious party.
作为一个法利赛人，感觉实在太好了，被称之为拉比也感觉太好了。那成为就是一个很圣洁、很虔诚的团体中的一员，也觉得感觉很好。
Everything was the way it was supposed to be.
一切都按照原本预定的那样进行的。
And as they left Jerusalem, they were experiencing a pseudo spiritual high.
当这些人离开耶路撒冷的时候，他们正经历一个精神极度 高涨的伪状态。
But then something jolted them into the real world.
然后突然有一些事情突然把他们又唤醒，拉回到现实社会中。
They saw something very disgusting.
他们看到一些令他们觉得很恶心的东西。
They saw the disciples eating with their grubby fishermen's hands.
他们看见那些门徒正是用他们门徒非常邋遢的渔夫的手在吃饭。
The disciples had neglected to ceremonially wash their hands before they ate their picnic lunch.
这些门徒完全忘记了在礼仪上，他们应该在吃饭前应该洗手。
Pharisees felt like it was a blatant sin against God's law.
这些法利赛人认为这完全是一个明目张胆违反神的法律的神罪行。
Now, actually, God had only commanded the priests to ceremonially wash their hands before they entered the tabernacle.
事实上，神只是要求那些祭司当他们进入圣殿前应该洗手。
But the Pharisees felt like if God wanted the priests to wash their hands before they entered the tabernacle, then it was obvious that God wanted everybody to ceremonially wash their hands before they ate anything.
但这些令人尊敬的神学家认为，既然神要求这些祭司进入圣殿前要洗手，那么当然非常显然的也希望每一个人吃饭前也要洗手。
But the Pharisees were more concerned about feeding their stomachs than they were about obeying their laws.
但这些门徒更多考虑的是要喂饱肚子先。
So the Pharisees felt like it was their duty to confront Jesus so that he could put the disciples back in their place.
所以这些法利赛人觉得他们有责任，他们有责任就是控告耶稣，这样他可以把这些门徒带回原来的正轨。
Let's read verse 5.
让我们再读第五节。
So the Pharisees and teachers of law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?"
法利赛人和文士问他说。你的门徒为什么不照古人的遗传用熟手吃饭呢？
There, they did it.
看看他们就做了。
They had the courage to confront, and now it was going to be fun to watch Jesus apologize and then bawl out his disciples.
这些法利赛人很勇敢地控告了耶稣，并且他们洋洋得意地准备看这个耶稣如何道歉，如何去斥责他的门徒。
At least that's what they thought was going to be happening. But take a look at what actually happened in verse 6.
至少这是法利赛人预期会发生的。但让我们来在经节中看到底发生什么事了。
Jesus replied, Isaiah kind of said it better when he prophesied about you hypocrites.
耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们这些假冒伪善的人的预言是不错的。
Instead of rebuking the disciples, the criticism boomeranged and hit the Pharisees right in the smack in the head.
耶稣并没有斥责他的门徒，反过来他却是斥责了这些法利赛人。
That wasn't exactly what the Pharisees had in mind.
这根本不是法利赛人所预计到的。
It's as if Jesus was basically saying, "Stop trying to get the speck out of somebody else's eyes when you have a big 2x4 in your own eye."
耶稣其实就是说，你们不要企图在 门徒的眼中找出一些什么瑕疵，其实在这个时候你们的眼中有更大的瑕疵。
So now that Jesus had identified the Pharisees as hypocrites, he decides to give a lesson about why they are hypocrites.
在这个章节中，耶稣指出法利赛人和文士都是那些假冒伪善的人，并且他也解释了为什么。
And these three character qualities still identify hypocrites today.
接下来的这三个个性特征仍然适用于今日，可以判断一个人是不是假冒伪善的人。
And as you listen to Jesus' description of the Pharisees and scribes, ask yourself, is he describing me?
当你听耶稣这样去描述法利赛人文士的时候，你也应该问问自己，他是不是在说我呢？
Do I have some of the characteristics of a hypocrite?
我有没有这个假冒伪善人性格特征中的一些呢？
The first character quality of a hypocrite can be found in verses 6 and 7.
第一个假冒伪善人的特征可以在第六和第七节中找到。
Jesus replied, Isaiah is right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.
第七章六到七节说，耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒伪善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓又嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以枉我也拜我也是枉然。
The first character quality of a hypocrite is that they have lips that honor God, but a heart that ignores God.
假冒伪善人的第一个特征就是他们口中非常称赞神，但心中却没有神。
The Pharisees were known for their long, flowery prayers.
法利赛人是以他们又长而且很华丽的祷告著称。
When they prayed in public, people were impressed.
当他们在公众场合中祷告的时候，人们对他们印象极其深刻。
They would say, wow, that man must really love God.
人们会说，啊，这个人实在是太爱神了。
It was just a big show.
但这仅仅是一个大的表演。
These people weren't praising God so that God would be glorified.
他们并不是在称赞神，从而神的名可以得以称赞。
These people were praising God so that they would be glorified.
他们其实在称赞神，这样他们的名可以得以荣耀。
When they prayed, they didn't really care whether God was listening or not.
当他们祷告的时候，他们并不关心是否神在听他们的祷告。
It didn't really matter because they weren't praying to God, they were praying to man.
但其实这也并不重要，因为他们并不是向神在祷告，他们只是在向人祷告。
They never really experienced the presence of God because they didn't have a relationship with Him.
他们其实没有真正经历过神，因为他们并没有和神有一个真正的关系。
They had saintly lips, but they had an atheistic heart.
他们是口中有神，心中没有神。
A lot of us can give all the right answers in Sunday school.
我们当中的很多人可以在主日学的时候回答很多问题。
We can sing songs that have words that glorify God.
我们也可以唱很多那些有着圣洁歌词的诗歌。
Some of us can even lead Bible studies or go on evangelistic visitations.
我们当中的有些人可以带查经，甚至可以出去传福音探访。
But I wonder, why do we do that?
但我疑惑的是，我们为什么要做那些事呢？
Are we doing it so that people will be impressed with us?
我们做这些事只是为了让人们对我们印象深刻吗？
Are we trying to glorify God or are we trying to glorify ourselves?
我们是在为了荣耀神的名，还是在仅仅是为了荣耀自己的名？
Are we really aware of the Lord's presence when we pray or when we preach or when we sing?
当我们祷告的时候、讲道的时候、唱诗歌的时候，我们有没有真正的感受到神的同在呢？
You see, you can look so good when you have saintly lips, but that doesn't really matter if you have an atheistic heart.
你看，当你的嘴唇非常圣洁的时候，这并没有什么关系。如果你的心里没有神的话
，because it's what's inside that really counts.
因为真正重要的是内心的东西。
Jesus identified another characteristic of a hypocrite in verses 8 through 12.
耶稣在第八到第十二节中描述了假冒伪善人的第二个特征。
Jesus tells the Pharisees that they're not only hypocrite when they have saintly lips and an atheistic heart, but they're also hypocrite when they major on the minors and they minor on the majors.
耶稣告诉法利赛人说，他们不仅仅当他们口中有神心中没有神的时候成为假冒伪善的人了，而且当他们重小事轻大事的时候他们也是假冒伪善了。
Jesus informs them of this principle in verse 9.
耶稣在第九节中继续指出这个原则。
And he said to them, you have a fine way of setting aside the commandments of God in order to observe your own traditions.
第七章第九节说，又说你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
And then Jesus goes on to say, let me just give you one example of how you do this in verses 10 through 12.
然后耶稣继续说，让我给你们看个例子，你们是怎样做了。在接下来的第十到第十二节。
For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is Corban, that is a gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your own tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that.
第七章第十节说，摩西说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他。他们倒说，人若对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了各个版，各个版就是贡献的意思，以后你们就不容他再奉养父母。
Corban is an Aramaic word which means a gift devoted to God.
Corban 是一个亚拉摩语，它的意思是给上帝的奉献。
This is the scene that Jesus is describing.
这是接下来一个场景，耶稣描述了接下来一个场景。
A man's parents are getting up in years and they are no longer able to support themselves.
一个人的父母他们一直都自己生活，但突然有一天他们不再能生活，不能自理了。
They approach their son and they say, son, can you help us out?
他们找到他的儿子，对他儿子说，孩子你可不可以帮助我们。
The son says, Mom, Dad, please just have a seat here.
这个孩子说，爸妈你们先坐一下。
I have a problem, I'm sure you'll understand.
其实我有点困难，我想你们一定能够理解我的。
As you know, I really love God.
你们知道我非常的爱神。
And I already gave him a large sum of money.
我已经给了神奉献了非常多的金钱。
In fact, I've given God all the money I would have given you for your retirement years.
事实上，我已经把那些我本来可以给你们在退休以后养老的钱已经奉献给神了。
So I'm sorry, but I just can't help you.
非常抱歉，我就是帮不了你们。
Jesus is saying that is wrong.
耶稣说那完全是错的。
Because the Old Testament gives much more emphasis on honoring parents than on giving free will offerings.
因为对于摩西来说，相比他的自由奉献，他更多的重视的是如何尊敬父母。
You overemphasize conformity in a gray area so that you could get out of obedience in a black and white area.
你们其实在对那些不明确的律法非常的遵守，倒是对那些明确的律法还没有遵守。
You are more concerned about keeping the pious party's rules than you are about obeying God-given responsibilities for your parents in their relationships.
你们更多关心的是作为在一个圣洁的一个团体中的规矩，反而对上帝赋予你们在人际关系中的一些职责却忽略了。
On the side, let me just say that I feel that children in our American culture don't give enough honor to their parents.
另外我想说的是，在今天美国的文化中，孩子并没有给父母亲足够的尊敬。
And as Christians, it's often tempting to tell our parents, I don't have time to spend with you because I'm really busy at church.
作为一个基督徒，通常他可能会对父母亲说，我实在没有时间和你们在一起，因为我在教会实在太忙了。
Well, that sounds a little bit like saying, whatever time I would have spent with you is Corbin.
这听起来就好像是在说，我把那些本来可以和你们分享的时间已经奉献给神了。
Or we might say with our actions, I don't need to respect you because you're not as spiritual as I am.
并且他们又用行动来说啊，我不需要尊重你们，因为你们还不如我那样属灵。
Sounds a little bit like saying, whatever respect you would receive from me is quarter.
其实事实是在说啊，我已经把那些本来用来尊敬你们的那份尊敬已经给神了。
God does not take lightly our neglect of our parents.
事实上，上帝并不会轻看我们对父母的不尊敬。
In fact, the Bible indicates that he who does not take care of his parents is worse than an unbeliever.
事实上，在圣经说到，一个人如果不能把自己的家庭照顾好，那么他甚至比那些不信主的人还糟糕。
In verse 13, Jesus says that they did many things like that.
在第十三节中，耶稣说到他们做了更多这样类似的事。
In other words, Jesus is saying that.Their neglect of their parents was only one way in which they majored on the minors and minored on the majors.
其实就是说耶稣在讲不尊敬父母忽视父母仅仅是他们重小事轻大事的其中一方面。
They were guilty of many other violations.
他们还犯了很多类似的罪。
And evangelicals today are also guilty of many times of majoring on the minors and minoring on the majors.
事实上在今天就是福音派的人仍然犯了很多重小事轻大事的错误。
For example, it's much easier to attend worship service every Sunday than it is to witness to our family members or our friends or our co-workers.
举个例子说每天保持每个星期天都来主日崇拜是相对比较容易但是你对你的邻居你的同事做美好的见证却更难了。
It's much easier to refrain from smoking than it is to love our neighbor as ourselves.
其实戒烟比那些戒烟比起你爱你的邻居更难。
It's much easier to put a check into the offering box than it is to use our spiritual gifts to serve other people.
往奉献袋里面放一张支票，相比你用你的属灵的恩赐来服侍周围的人更容易。
You see, we can look so good when we major on the minors and minor on the majors, but that doesn't really help out.
你看，当我们重小事轻大事的时候，我们外表看起来非常好，但其实这根本不重要。
Because it's what's inside that really counts.
因为重要的是内心的东西。
After that frank rebuke, the Pharisees stormed away in anger.
在一场毫无掩饰的斥责之后，这些法利赛人就愤怒地离开了。
It was at that time that Jesus continued his lesson on hypocrisy with his disciples after they left.
然后耶稣继续针对这个假冒为善来教导门徒，告诉门徒第三个假冒为善的特征。
Jesus told his disciples that they are not only hypocrites when they have saintly lips and an atheistic heart.
耶稣告诉他们门徒说，人们不光在口中有神，心中没神的时候，成为假冒伪善的人了。
And they're not only hypocrites when they major on the minors and minor on the majors.
也不光当他们在重小事轻大事的时候，成为假冒伪善的人了。
But they're also hypocrites when they have squeaky clean actions but a dirty, rotten thought life.
并且当他们做了很多干净的事但是他的内心却有肮脏腐朽的思想的时候他也是假冒伪善。
Let's read verses 17 through 23.
让我们读第17节到23节。
After he had left his crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. Are you so dull? He asked. Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? For it doesn't go into his heart, but that...into his stomach, and then out of his body. Saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean. He went on, What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of man's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
第七章第十七节说到，耶稣离开众人，进了屋子。门徒就问他这比喻的意思耶稣对他们说你们也是这样不明白吗岂不晓得凡从外面进来的不能污秽人因为不是入他的心乃是入他的肚腹又落的茅厕里
The Pharisees looked so pious when they obeyed all the that minute details of the law that were handed down by the revered theologians.
对，这些法律赛人看起来是非常的虔诚神圣，他们就是遵守那些他们从那些德高望重的神学家中学神学家那里学到的法律的点点滴滴，他们都遵守。
But one look at this, that life would have made a crow blush.
但真的看他们的思想，其实是多么的羞耻。
Their minds were filled with illicit sex, with murder schemes, greed, and many other wicked thoughts.
他们满脑子都是一些非法色情、谋杀计划，还有贪婪，还有许多类似的邪恶的想法。
Recently, the evangelical world has been rocked by the downfall of many of our Christian leaders.
最近在基督教的世界中，充满了很多宗教领袖衰败的例子。
But do you think the pastor's mind was free from lust, and then one day he just all of a sudden decided, oh, I think I'll cheat on my wife today?
但是你难道认为这些领袖他们一直以来都是毫无情欲？突然有一天他们决定要犯这个罪，然后想说我今天我要背叛我的太太。
Or do you think the man's mind was free from greedy thoughts, and then all?One day he woke up and said, oh, I think I'll siphon some money off of the offering box.
难道你觉得这些领袖平时曾经是一点贪念都没有，然后突然有一天他们决定要私吞公款用于己用，突然有一天说决定从奉献袋里拿出一些钱吗？
No, actions are not produced from vacuums.
其实不是的，因为行为不是在一天形成的。
A wise man once wrote, sow a thought,reap an act.
有一个智者曾经这样写道，播种思想，你收获一种行为。
Sow an act, reap a habit.
你播种下一种行为，你收获习惯。
Sow a habit, reap a character.
你播种一种习惯，你可以收获一种性格。
Sow a character, reap a destiny.
播种性格，收获命运。
What would you do if all of your thoughts were shown on a video screen on your forehead?
你觉得如果你所有的思想都在你的额头上显现出来的时候，
A lot of us would wear big hats.
你一般会戴一个很大的帽子。
You see, you might impress people with your polite actions.
也许你可以通过一些很有礼貌来让人印象很好。
You might impress people when you lead worship.
你也可以通过你带领诗歌崇拜来令人给人很好的印象。
You might impress people with your squeaky clean actions.
你也可以给人通过做很好的事情来给人好印象。
But if you have a dirty, rotten thought like God is not impressed.
但是如果你的思想非常腐朽、肮脏的话，在神的印象中就很不好。
In fact, he's downright disgusting.
事实上，他是非常的反感。
Because it's what's inside that really counts.
因为重要的是内心的东西。
By now, you may be thinking, "Wow, I guess I am a hypocrite."
到现在为止你可能会在想哦，我也许是个伪君子吧。
I am guilty of having saintly lips but an atheistic heart.
我也感到羞耻，为我心中有神口中有神心中无神。
I do have problems with majoring on the minors and minoring on the majors.
我也有时候重小事轻大事。
I am guilty of having squeaky clean actions but a dirty rotten thought life.
我也为我自己外表展示出来的是好的行为，但内心的思想却很肮脏而感到羞耻。
I know that I'm a hypocrite, but what can I do?
我想我可能是个伪君子，但我应该怎么做呢？
The answer to that question depends upon whether you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal savior or not.
你的回答完全要根据你是否了解到耶稣基督是你个人的救主。
If you do not know him, you need to acknowledge him as that you are a sinner and believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins.
如果你还不知道耶稣基督的话，你应该了解到你是一个罪人，而且耶稣基督在十字架上为你流的血是为你的罪赎了代价。
Only then will you have the power to overcome your hypocrisy.
只有在了解了这一切以后，你才会有力量去克服成为作为那个伪君子。
But if you are already a Christian, you need to respond in a different way.
但如果你今天已经是基督徒了，应该用另外一种不同的方式来回应。
First of all, you need to genuinely confess your sin of hypocrisy.
首先，你要一直承认你是一个伪善的人。
Don't tell God that you merely have made a mistake, but admit that you have sinned against His holy character.
不要告诉神你仅仅是犯了个小错误，而应该说你是犯了罪，就是因的对神的圣洁你犯了罪。
Secondly, you need to become aware of God's presence.
第二，你要变得意识到神的与你同在。
When you worship God, you need to become, you need to forget about what other people might be thinking about you, and just concentrate on bringing joy to the Lord's ears.
当你敬拜神的时候，请你不需要注意周围的人怎么看你，而应该全神贯注的把欢乐喜乐带给神。
That way, even if you don't have an angelic voice, at least you'll have a saintly heart.
那样，即使你没有一个美妙的嗓子，你仍然是有一颗圣洁的心。
Thirdly, you need to get to know the mind of God.
第三，你需要去了解神的心意。
You need to study the Word of God, and you need to pray so that you can determine what is really important to God.
你需要去学习神的话语，需要花很多时间来祷告，来真正的了解神看重的是什么。
That way you'll be able to major on the majors and minor on the minors.
那样的话，你就可以重大事轻小事。
And fourthly, you need to bring every thought into captivity.
第四，你必须要限制你每一个思想。
Every time a questionable thought enters into your mind, you need to deliberately filter that thought.Through the screen of a biblical mind frame.
每一次有一个质或令你质疑的思想进入你大脑的时候，你需要认真仔细的用圣经的原则来过滤。
That way, you'll not only have squeaky clean actions, but you'll also be able to have a pure thought life.
那样的话，你不光有干净的行为，更加有干净纯净的思想。
Howard Carter is responsible for the greatest archaeological discovery of the 20th century.
霍德华卡特负责了一项二十世纪最伟大的考古发现。
He uncovered the tomb of King Tutankhamun.
他发现了图塔卡蒙国王的墓。
When he and his associates entered the tomb, their breath was taken away.
当他和他的同事进入到这个墓地的时候，他们几乎停止了呼吸。
The place was dreamlike and unbelievably exquisite with many golden statues, jewelry, and pictures.
这个地方就如梦幻一般，有着非常多精美的，非常多的金像，珠宝，还有图片，简直令人眼花缭乱。
As they wandered through the dead king's possessions, they finally found the most prized possession that they were looking for, King Tut's casket.
当他们就走在这个死了的国王的财产中间，突然他们找到了一个最珍贵的财宝，也是他们一直在寻找的，就是这个国王的墓棺材。
They all gathered around to discover what King Tut would look like.
他们都聚在一起，想看这个国王是长得怎么样，长成什么。
They pried open the casket, only to find another casket inside of it.
他们撬开这个棺材，但又看见了其中有个棺材。
It was covered with a golden leaf.
这个棺材上面还被黄金叶覆盖着。
They removed the golden leaf and pried open the second casket to find a third casket.
他们把上面的黄金叶移开，撬开这个棺材，又看了底下第三个棺材。
Inside the third casket was a fourth casket made out of pure gold.
甚至上在这个第三个棺材中还有第四个完全纯金制成的棺材。
The Pharaoh's body was in the fourth and it was wrapped in a golden cloth with a golden face mask.
这个国王的尸体就在这个第四个棺材中，并且用金布包裹着脸，还戴着金色的面具。
It's finally time to unwrap the body.
接下来终于到了时间揭开这个尸体的时候了。
What would the stately king look like?
这个庄严非常尊严的国王到底长成什么样？
The golden cloth was taken off him, and Mr. Carter and his associates were shocked at what they saw.
当这个布被掀开的时候，卡特先生和他的同事都非常惊讶，他们看到的东西都觉得很惊讶。
Instead of looking at a stately king, they saw a hideous, leathery, shriveled pile of flesh that only faintly resembled a human being.
他们所看到的东西并不是一个庄严啊肃穆的一个国王，他们看到的是一个可怕的干瘪的啊一堆肉，只是依稀可见是一个男子。
Looked like a monstrosity out of one's darkest nightmares.
他这个看起来就好像在极其黑夜里看到一个奇形怪状的人。
You see, things aren't always what they appear to be.
你们看，事情不光是他外表看起来那样。
You can't judge a mummy by his casket.
你不能通过这个木乃伊的棺材来判断其中的木乃伊。
You can't judge an egg by its shell.
你不能通过这个蛋壳来判断一个蛋。
And you can't judge a human by his or her outward appearance.
你不能通过一个人的外表来判断一个人。
Because it's what's inside that really counts.
因为最重要的是内心的东西。